Let's turn again to the book of Hebrew.
我们再读第二章。
We read again chapter 2.
这一次我们从第九节读到第十八节。
From verse 9 through 18.
还是请我们大家一起来读。
We read together.
啊。唯独见那称为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着圣的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，又说我要依赖他，又说看哪，我与神说给我的儿女，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生也怕死而为奴仆的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以他凡是敢与他弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。那我们再读第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
十四节到十六节。
Verse 4 through 16.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到世人的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。那我们再读第七章。
Please turn to chapter 7.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
啊，就是这一节。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替我们祈求。好，感谢主，我们圣经就读到这里。
Thank the Lord. That's all the Bible verses we are going to read.
那我们的时间很短。
We only have a short time.
是，我们要讲的话也很多。
But so much we have to talk about.
不知道在这样短的时间里头，怎样把那个感觉完全那个讲出来。
I don't know how to share my feelings within such a short period.
盼望主能够帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
虽然是时间不太长。
Even though we don't have much time.
但是我还是想应当把昨天晚上所说的给弟兄姊妹稍微说一点点。
But I still like to review a little what I have said last night.
昨天晚上我们说到希伯来书。
Last night we talked about the book of
Hebrews. 我们说这一本书里面有个中心的思想，就是呼召神的儿女们要向前去。
There is a crucial issue to tell the children of God to walk forward.
当作者写这一本书的时候，那一定是那个时候，那一定那个时候，弟兄姊妹有一点在属灵上停留下来了。
When the author wrote that book, probably some of the brothers they have stopped walking.
他觉得这是非常严肃一件事。
He thought that's a very serious thing.
所以圣灵也把这个负担放在他里面。
The Holy Spirit gave him the burden.
叫他写这一卷书来呼召神的儿女们一直要往前去。
to urge him to write this book to encourage the brothers and sisters to walk forward. Give them warning that they should not stop.
若是停留下来的话, 那是非常危险的一件事。
Because it's very dangerous to stop walking.
当初他为什么停留下来呢?
Why they stop at that time?
当然那个实在的原因我们不太知道。
Of course, we do not know the actual reason.
不过从这一卷书里面可以找出有一些原因。
But through the whole book, we can find a few reasons.
我们不能够说得太多。
We cannot mention too many of them.
很可能那个时候因为他们生活太艰难了。
Maybe at that time their life was very difficult.
他们所碰到的环境的难处也太大。
Maybe they have encountered a lot of the trouble in the circumstances.
并且这个长期难处使他们失掉了信心。
Maybe for a long period of time difficulty, they lost the faith.
因为这个缘故，他们在属灵道路上面就停留下来了。
Because of that, they have stopped walking spiritual way.
也可能因为有弟兄姊妹看见别人有一点停留下来。
Maybe some other brothers and sisters saw the others stopped.
在属灵上有一些失败,
they some failed.
他们也受了影响,
they were influenced too.
他们也在这属灵道路上停留下来了。
They stopped also.
但是无论如何, 他们是不能够再向前去。
For whatever reason that was, they could not walk
forward. 所以这件事是非常危险的一件事。
That was a very dangerous situation.
世界上人告诉我们说, 这个不进则退。
A saying told us if we don't walk forward, we will go backwards.
那么这实在是一个真实的一件事。
This is a truth.
但在属灵道路上面, 比这个还要危险。
It's even more true in the spiritual way when we walk backwards.
比这个还要严重。
It is more dangerous.
若是我们不能往前去的话,
we cannot walk forward.
那不仅是会到我们退步。
Not only we will backslide.
并且很可能啊, 我们会碰到危险。
Maybe we will encounter some danger.
正好像一条大船在那个海洋里面。
Just like a boat to sail in the sea.
若是它能够这个乘风破浪, 一直向前的话,
if they can sail forward, through the wind,
那么很快的就会达到那个目的地。
Very fastly they will reach the goal.
若是这个船那个机件坏了,
if there is some problem in the mechanics,
这个不能够再向前去了。
They cannot sail forward.
那不仅是能够停留在那个地方,
not only they will stop at that spot,
因着这个海浪的冲击的缘故,
because of the wave,
很可能啊, 会遭遇到危险。
And they will encounter dangers.
或者是那儿触礁,
maybe they will hit some.
或者是在搁浅,
maybe they will put.
或者是唱到其他东西,
or hit some other items.
也很可能就会沉到海底下面去.
It's also possible that they will sink.
我们今天处在这个人生的大海的里面.
Today we sail in this life.
若是我们靠着主的恩典一直向前的话,
we walk forward by the grace of God,
我们会达到我们的目的。
We shall reach the goal.
若是我们停留下来的话,
if we stop,
在这世界上面多少的试探和引诱,
a lot of temptations and luring in this world.
那么这些试探和引诱像这个海浪一样的冲击我们,
and these temptations will hurt us.
很可能啊, 我们这一条船呢, 就会沉到海底下去。
Maybe this boat of our life will sink.
所以这是非常危险的一件事。
So it is a very dangerous thing.
所以难怪圣灵就感动这个作者, 要催促神的儿女们, 要往前去。
That's why the Holy Spirit urged the author to encourage the brothers and sisters to walk forward.
并且警告神的儿女们, 不可以停留下来。
And also give them warning, you should not stop.
我们要离开基督道理的开端。
We have to leave the fundamental elementary doctrines of
Christ. 要往前去。
We should walk forward.
竭力能够达到那个完全的地步。
Strive to reach the perfection.
我们知道神呼召我们是有目的地的, 是有目的的。
When the Lord called us, there is a purpose.
那他不仅是要蒙恩得救,
not only he wants us to be saved.
当然我们蒙恩得救成为神的儿女, 那是太
荣耀的一件事。
It is a glorious thing that we are saved and become His child.
也是太宝贝的一件事。
It is a precious thing.
但是神并不以为我们成为他的儿女，他的心就满足了。
But the heart of the Lord will not be satisfied just becoming His child.
他在我们身上盼望我们要长大成人。
He hopes us, all of us, to grow into maturity.
那个长到一个地步，满有基督那个长成的身量。
He wants us to grow into the stature of the Lord Jesus.
达到那个完全的地步。
To reach to the perfection,
能够完全像主耶稣基督一样。
We will be all like the Lord Jesus.
他是这样温柔，这样慈爱。
He is so gentle and kind.
他是这样忍耐，这样谦卑。
He is so patient and so meek.
让主耶稣的那个美德在我们身上能够得到完全的彰显。
That His attributes will be manifested in our life.
这不仅是将来的一件事。
This is not that something happened in the future. 乃
是我们现在地上主就盼望我们达到的地步。
It's something He expects.To reach at this
你要我们能够像他的儿子一样，使他儿子的那个美丽从我们身上能够彰显出来。
The beauty of His Son will be manifested in our
所以我们必须要长大成人。
That's why we have to grow.
我们必须要有长进。
We have to progress.
才能显出那个神儿子的荣耀来。
And His glory will be shown.
若是我们一直做小孩子的话呢？
We stay.Always to be a child.
不仅是不能彰显是儿子的荣耀，
Not only we cannot manifest His glory,
反而教主的名在我们身上让他受到亏损。
Then the name of the Lord will be put to shame.
昨天晚上我们也稍微说了一点点小孩子什么样子。
Last night we mentioned about what a child is like.
那么当然，一个世界上一个小孩子是很好看的。
A child usually is very beautiful.
但是我们在属灵上面一直做小孩子。
We stay to be a spiritual child.
那是很可怕的一些事。
That is a fearful thing.
在格林多前书就说到，那个小孩子是活在肉体里面。
In the First Corinthians tells us that those babies they live in flesh.
活在那个血气里面人。
They were carnal.
他们所显出来的就是世人的样子。
They show in the life is just ordinary man.
没有什么改变。
No change.
那么所显出光景啊，实在是那个叫人觉得不喜欢。
Nobody liked them.
那么这是一方面。
This is one.
还有一方面呢，小孩子没有分辨的力量。
Another respect is a child cannot discern.
你给他讲什么，他就相信什么。
You tell them whatever you tell them.
你怎样给他说，他就怎样的解释。
However you tell them and they accept it.
所以很容易受人欺骗的。
They will be deceived easily.
为什么缘故？
What is the reason?
因为他们有分辨的力量。
Because they have no ability to discern.
他不能分辨什么是好的，什么是歹的。
They cannot discern what is good and evil.
什么是神的心意，什么是人的教训。
They cannot discern what's the will of God or the doctrine of man.
什么是出乎主的，什么是魔鬼的，出乎魔鬼的。
What has come out of God or come out of Satan.
他没有办法分辨。
Could not distinguish.
许多时候，人用花言巧语啊，在引诱了他们。
Sometimes the people will deceive them with a flattering.
欺骗了他们。
Deceive them.
结果落在一种非常可怕的地步。
Then they come to a very terrible situation.
有好多弟兄姊妹，他们的光景是这样。
A lot of brothers and sisters, they stay in this way.
他们实在是蒙恩得救了。
They are saved.
也有一点心呢，是爱主的心。
They do love the Lord.
也实在是愿意追求主。
And they are willing to seek the Lord.
也非常。也很喜欢为了主活着。
They like to live for the Lord.
那么这样一般热心弟兄姊妹。
They are so zealous.
那么他们听见这一个，听见那一件，听着这种教训，听着那一种教训。
They have heard different teachings and doctrines.
有许多人引导这许多的教训。
A lot of people give them different.
不但是没有得到益处。
Not only they did not receive.
还受了很大的亏损。
And they have been hurt.
我不要和你们说的很多，你们自己会知道。
I don't have to tell you much, but you will understand.
当我们看见神的儿女们落在那可怜光景里面的时候，
When we see the children of God have fall to this situation.
我们一面觉得心里很着急，
And we are so anxious.
我们一面也觉得非常的同情。
In another side, we are so sympathetic.
不是引导他们错。
It's not.Their fault.
乃是带领他们的人把他们引错了道路，
because the leader have led them to the wrong direction.
使他们走在错误道路上面，
they walk in the wrong way.
不但在属灵上没有长进，
they are not not growing spiritually.
反而落在许多的失败里面，
and they fall into different.
这是非常可惜的一件事。
It is a pity.
第三方面，小孩子不能够吃干粮。
And In all his life, he cannot eat solid food.
他只能够吃奶。
He can only drink milk.
所以许多弟兄姊妹属灵上长进的不够快。
A lot of brothers, they are not growing fast enough.
那么说起来就不够刚强。
They are not strong enough.
就是他们天天所吃的，他们天天都是靠着奶来维持生活的。
Because they live by milk.
什么叫做奶呢？
What is milk?
我想你们大家都知道。
I think you all know.
比方说是妈妈把东西吃了之后啊，消化之后变成奶，才会来喂孩子。
The mother eat everything after digestion, then she feed the baby.
当然小孩子的时候是可以吃奶。
When he is a baby, of course, milk is good.
也是还需要的。
But he still needs something more.
但是到了56岁。
About 5 or 6 years old.
7岁8岁。
7 or 8
一直到十几岁还要吃妈妈的奶。
Until teens, if he still drank mother's milk.
你若是喂他东西吃了，他吃不下去。
If you give him solid food, he cannot swallow.
那你知道这孩子不仅是不正常。
You know that that child is abnormal.
并且他的身体一定是非常软弱的。
His body must be very weak also.
他必须要学着让他吃干粮。
He has to learn how to eat solid food.
我们这个北方人呢，身体都比较强壮一点。
The northerners usually are stronger.
因为我们是吃五谷杂粮长大的。
We eat a lot of the grain.
啊，我们什么都吃的。
We eat everything.
所以我们身体特别好一点。
Our body is strong.
若是光吃奶的话呢？
If we only drink milk.
是的，营养是很丰富的。
The nutrition is sufficient.
但是不能够叫你身体刚强。
But your body cannot.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要长大成人。
So brothers and sisters, we have to grow.
不要光吃奶，而是要学着吃干粮。
Not only we have to drink milk, but we have to eat solid food.
许多弟兄姊妹是靠着逐日早晨来做做礼拜、听道来维持生活。
Some brothers and sisters that only go to church on Sunday to sustain the spiritual life.
那么最多吗？借一两本属灵书吧，回家去读一读。
Maybe borrow a couple of spiritual books and read it.
每次读圣经是在打瞌睡。
Every time when they read the Bible, they will become sleepy.
因为这圣经啊，是读不懂的。
Because they cannot understand the word of God.
不晓得它里头讲什么东西。
They don't know what's in the Bible.
并且也没有兴趣。
They have no interest.
不能够从圣经里面那个吸收啊那个营养的东西。
They cannot draw the nutrition from the book.
所以这就是一个在属灵上做婴孩的人。
This is a spiritual baby.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不仅是要从讲台上得到供应。
Brother and sister, not only we should draw nutrition from the pulpit.
我不仅是要从书本上得到供应。
Not only we receive help from the books.
我们更要花功夫好好来读主的话语。
Pay attention to the book and seek from.
那个主的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the word of God is spirit and life.
当这个话进到我里面的时候
，When the word enter into our.
我把这话吸收到我们里面来
，We observe His wording.
在我们里头就是生命
，And it becomes life.
那就成我们的供应
，It becomes our supply.
在我里面就是灵。
The word is the spirit.
那就是能力。
It is the power.
就全人都刚强起来了。
The whole body will become strong.
所以我们要学着读神的话语。
So we have to learn how to read God's word.
并且也求主解开他的话。
And ask God to explain His word.
能够发出亮光来。
Enlighten it.
叫我们能够明白。
So that we can understand.
也叫我们能够接受。
We can accept.
这样好叫我们从主的话语里能够得到供应。
And we can receive the supply directly from His word.
那么这个供应呢是没有穷。
And this supply is no limit.
实在是太丰富了。
It's so abundant.
有一位弟兄非常会讲解圣经的。
A brother, he is a great Bible expositor.
每一次他讲道的时候呢
，Every time when he preached,
我们都嫌那时间太短了。
We always think the time is so short.
当我们看见钟的时候了，我们一直怕这个钟呢在那到了怕走过来。
And we're afraid the time might reach to the end.
我们真是巴不得把钟在停下来。
We hope that we could stop the clock.
让我们从早晨一直到晚上，一直听，一直听。
And we want to listen from the morning to evening.
哎呀，这弟兄实在太丰富了。
Oh, that brother was so abundant.
他有许多的话语能够供应给我们。
He can supply us with different
words. 我们就问弟兄说：“哎呀，弟兄，你怎么会这样的丰富啊
？”Then we ask him. We said, "Brother, how could you be so abundant?"
你怎么会得到这么多的东西呀、啊？
How come you have so much enlightenment?
他就告诉我们说呀
，He told us.
他说弟兄们，我不过是那个在神的话得了一点点就是了。
I only receive a little bit enlightenment from the word of God.
我就好像一个小孩子跑到大海旁边来。
Just like a child come before a great sea.
那从海里头舀出一点水来，那喝一喝就是了。
I just scoop up a little bit of water and drink it.
啊，我说的太少了。
Oh, I drink just a little bit.
不过吃一点点皮毛就是了。
Just so superficial.
神的话也太丰富。
Because the word of God is so abundant.
像海洋一样。
Just like the ocean.
是取之不尽，用之不竭的。
It's unlimited. You can draw anytime you want.
弟兄姊妹，我不能够在那里忽略神的话。
Brother and sister, you cannot neglect the importance of
the word. 我们要好好读主的话语。
We have to study His word carefully.
我们要从这大海里面来吸取水分。
We have to draw all the nutrition from the
water. 来解除我们的干渴。
To quench our thirst.
来成为我们的供应。
Become part of our life.
所以我们要长大成人。
We have to grow into maturity.
不要光是能够吃奶，不能够吃干粮。
We should not only drink milk and not eat solid.
这是一方面。
This is one.
另外一方面，我们也说到这个一个小孩子呢，不是说的一个小孩子，我们说另外一方面，神的目的呢
？We also mention about the purpose of God.
乃是要我们这个承受产业。
He wants us to inherit His inheritance.
你没有办法把你的产业给一个小孩子承受。
You cannot give your inheritance to a child.
就是你给他的话呀，你也不会现在就交给他。
Even if you want to give it to him, you will not give it to him when he is a child.
因为你知道他不会再处理这个产业。
Because you know he does not know how to manage.
当然，他更没法经营这些产业。
Because he cannot do anything to manage the whole inheritance.
那是等到他长大成人的时候呢。
You have to wait until he become a mature man.
那你就把你产业都给了他。
Then you give this inheritance to him.
所以虽然是两件事情啊，实在说起来还是一件事情。
It really is one thing.
那主要我们承受产业。
The Lord wants us to receive His inheritance.
他说给我们的产业不是属地的产业。
The inheritance is not the earthly inheritance.
或者是一些的房屋或者一些田地。
It's not houses or land.
或者是一些的财物。
Or some material things.
若是主把这些给我们的话呢？
If he gave something like that to us,
实在这些东西啊，那个算不得什么。
It's really worth nothing.
虽然是世人呢，是很宝贵的。
To the worldly people, these are precious.
但是我从我们神的儿女的那个眼光来看呢
，But to the children of God,
这些都是暂时的。
All these are just temporal.
到了有一天都会过去。
Everything will pass away.
不是这些产业离开了我们。
It's not that the inheritance have left us.
就是我们要离开了这些产业。
Or ourselves will leave all this.
很可能我们看见有多少年老的人。
We see a lot of older people.
他们曾经能够得到在地上做到许多的事。
They have done a lot of work on this earth.
也得到许多的产业。
They receive a lot of
wealth. 但是现在已经年纪老迈了。
But now they are old.
身体已经衰弱了。
And their body is deteriorating.
我们所得产业现在在哪里呢？
Where is their inheritance?
到了有一天我们离开这个世界。
One day when you leave this world.
我们所得到一切又要归给谁呢？
All you have collected.
所以这些产业都是暂时的。
But all this inheritance is temporal.
而主所给我们呢？
But the things the Lord gave us,
乃是那个不能朽坏的产业，
is imperishable.
乃是不能玷污的产业，
it cannot be profaned.
也是不能衰残的产业，
it will not decline.
一直存到永远，
it will exist forever.
弟兄姊妹，这个产业呀，
and this inheritance
是永远的产业，
is eternal inheritance.
是不能够夺去的，
nobody can take it away.
是没有办法失掉的，
you cannot lose it.
我们得着多少？
The amount you receive,
我们就永远承受有多少。
And you hold it forever.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天人为了地上的产业在尽心竭力。
Now we are struggling for the earthly wealth.
在那拼命的追求啊。
And we seek after daily.
而这产业都是暂时的。
But all this wealth is just
temporary. 像草上的花。
Just like a flower.
草必枯干。
All the grass will wither.
花必凋谢。
And the flowers will wither too.
转眼之间。转眼之间。
Only a short season.
这一切都过去了。
Everything will pass away.
而主所给我的产业，
but the inheritance the Lord gave
us, 是永远的产业，
is eternal inheritance.
是为我们存留在天上的，
and we keep it in heaven for us.
是永永远远的基业，
and it's all the basic
inheritance. 我为了这样的宝贵的产业，
because of this precious inheritance.
这样荣耀的基业，
the glorious inheritance.
我们该怎样的努力再去追求？
How much should we labor and to seek
more. 我们真是巴不得把所有的时间力量都摆在这件事情上面。
I hope all my time and my strength will be put in this seeking after this
inheritance. 让我们得到这产业。
So that we may receive this inheritance.
那么这个产业在哪里呢？
Where's this inheritance?
神所赐给我们的产业都在主耶稣里面。
All the inheritance God gave us is all in the Lord Jesus.
我们得到主耶稣有多少？
When Then when we receive the Lord Jesus,
我们就承受这里产业有多少。
Then we inherit this, an inheritance.
所以难怪保罗他一生一世只有一个目的。
No wonder Paul, in all in his life, had only one goal.
他只有一个盼望。
He had only one hope.
就是使他能够得到主耶稣基督。
That he may obtain the Lord Jesus Christ.
是啊，是把他的儿子已经给了我们。
Although the Lord had already gave his son to us,
但是我们不认识他,
but we do not know him,
我们就不能够享受,
then we cannot enjoy him,
就不能够得着,
then we cannot have it.
弟兄姊妹, 所以我们需要天天的认识主耶稣基督。
Brother and sister, we should know this Lord Jesus.
叫我们更多的认识主耶稣。
We should know him more and more.
好叫发现神所给我产业是何等的丰富。
Then we will discover how abundant the inheritance is given to us.
当我们发现之后呢?
When we discover that,
那我们才能够真实的享受。
Then we can really enjoy it.
那个才是属于我们的。
That is really our portion.
从前我说一个小故事。
Let me the, use an illustration.
我从前听见一个老姊妹讲的。
I heard an old sister told me.
这个小故事告诉你们。
I'd like to share with you.
她说从前在国内有一位老太太。
In China, there was an old lady.
非常辛苦地把她孩子抚养大了。
Very difficultly, she reared up all her children.
那么到美国来读书。
And came, the children came, her children came up to the United States to study.
她只能维持自己的生活。
At the beginning, they could only take care of the life.
那么他打一点工也能赚一点钱。
Later on, he worked and earned a little bit money.
他每一次写信的时候，他就给他母亲呢寄一点钱去。
Every time when he wrote home, he always says send his mother some money.
可惜这个老太太呀，她不认识字。
But it was very sad. His mother does not know how to read.
他信上也没有说到这是钱。
In his letter, he did not tell her that was money.
不过一封信呢，还和一张支票附在里面。
Every letter always enclosed a check.
这个美国的支票都是很好看的，是不是
？The check is always pretty.
老太看这画片呢、啊，哎，很好啊。
The old lady looked at the picture. She said, "That's nice."
藏在盒子里面。
She put in a box.
藏了好多好多。
And she collected quite a few.
很可能这么多。
Maybe a thick like that.
那么但是过了几年之后啊
，After a few years，
他是儿子也做事情了。
Her son started to work.
心里很难过。
And the old lady was very sad.
你读书的时候没有钱。
She said, when you were a student, you didn't have money.
现在做事就该有钱了。
Now you're working, you should have money.
难道不知道我的这个老妈妈在家里头那么苦啊？
Don't you know I'm suffering at home?
天天给我寄信，常常给我寄信来，但是就是不给我寄钱来。
You often give me letter, why don't you give me some money?
这种生活我怎么过下去呢？
How can I stand in?
慢慢洗衣服也洗不动了。
I cannot wash anymore.
心里很难过。
And she was very sad.
那么这样当然了，就跟隔壁邻右的人说谈一谈呢。
So she talked with the neighbors.
他们说你孩子寄信了，光是给你写封信，不给你寄钱吗
？They asked, "Does your child only give you letters and not money?"
可不是嘛。
She said, "Isn't that?"
那除了一封信之外呀，还给我写的画片。
She said he gave me letters and also some pictures.
我舍不得丢掉它。
I did not want to throw it away.
就把它藏起来了。
So I hide it.
那隔壁邻又说，你把画片给我们看看好不好呢
？Could you let us see what the pictures are?
这么一盒子画片来了。
And she took the whole box of the pictures.
这个隔壁邻又邻人就说呀。
And the neighbor said,
哎呀，这都是钱呢。
They said, this is money.
啊，这都是钱呢。
All these are money.
这个钱是这种样子的吗
？How could money look like that?
我从来都不知道的。
I have never known this.
我这些年了，一直过了苦的生活呀。
For the past few years, I
didn't suffer. 我不知道那个这是那个钱。
I didn't know these were money.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的主，我们这些神的儿女也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, we are just like that lady.
是把他儿子给了我们。
God has given his son.
我们不认识神的儿子。
But we do not know him.
他里面是何等的丰富。
How abundant is he?
但是因为不认识的缘故。
But because we do not know him.
我们仍然过贫穷的日子。
We still live in power.
你为什么这样软弱
？Why you are so weak？
你为什么这样贫穷
？Why you are so poor？
你为什么这样胜不过你的罪
？Why you cannot overcome？
胜不过你的脾气
？You cannot
你受不了一切的难处。
Cannot overcome the difficulty.
为什么你没有喜乐？
Why you have no joy?
为什么你这样显出痛苦的样子？
Why you look so suffering?
因为你不认识主耶稣基督。
Because you do not know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and
sister, 在他里面是样样都有的。
In him, everything is so sufficient.
解决了我一切的难处。
He will solve all our problems.
也把神所有的丰富都给了我们。
He also supply all the abundance of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sisters,
需要我们来发现。
We should discover
him.
Let us know him. Not only we can enjoy him, we can also inherit the Lord Jesus. It becomes our inheritance so that his abundance will manifest in our life. The Lord calls. He wants us to enter into rest.
主耶稣他不仅把自己给了我们
The Lord Jesus not only gave himself to us and he also become our supply
他也为我们完成了所有一切的工作
and he has accomplished all the work
昨天晚上我们说他在十字架末了是大声喊着成了
last night we mentioned about on the cross he cried out、
就是、
it is finished
所有些工作都已经完成了
all the works has been finished
不能再加上什么
we cannot add up anything
不需要再做什么事情
we don't need to do anything more
我们现在蒙恩得救了
now we're saved
我们常常要 帮主耶稣的忙啊
sometimes we often help
哎呀我们总需要自己做一点
We always try to do something. So we strive and struggle. We always fall into suffering and failing. Because we do not know that the work of the Lord Jesus is accomplished. The salvation he gave to us is a complete salvation. All the work has been accomplished.
Oh, 亲爱的兄弟们
Oh, brother,
只要我们活在主耶稣里面
Only if we live in him,
我们依靠主耶稣
depend on him,
不需要你在挣扎
we don't have
to. 如果要活在他里面的时候呢
When we live in him,
他的工作一件一件都成就在我们的身上
And his work will be also accomplished
不仅是叫属灵生命长大
Not only our spiritual life will grow
并且是解决了我们一切难处
Solve all our difficulties.
而把自己充满在我里面
He filled us with His Himself.
成为我们的产业
And become our inheritance.
叫我能够长大成人
So that we may grow into maturity.
一直达到完全的地步
Until the full stature.
一切工作都是他所做的
All the work has done by Him.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
他把自己给了我们
He gave us Himself.
他也为我们成就了一切
And He accomplished everything for us.
我们真是认识主耶稣
Brother and sister, we need to know Him.
而活在主耶稣里面
And to live in Him.
这是何等丰富的生活
What an abundant life that is.
也是何等喜乐的生活
What a joyful life that is.
也是何等安息的生活
What a peaceful life that is.
主要带我们进入他一切的安息里面
The Lord will lead us into His rest.
天天享受主耶稣
Every day we'll enjoy Himself.
不需要你来做
We don't have to struggle.
这是呼召我们的目的。
This is the purpose God calls.
他要长大成人。
We have to grow into maturity.
他要承受产业。
He wants us to inherit inheritance.
他要进入安息。
Enter into His rest.
虽然是三方面。
This is the three aspects.
但是确实知道一件事情说的。
But one thing is in conclusion.
就是让我们能够进入主耶稣里面。
That He wants us to enter into the Lord Jesus.
活在他里头。
To live in Him.
享受他的自己。
Enjoy Himself.
神的目的在我们上就成全了。
Then the goal of the Lord Jesus is accomplished.
那么当我们这个主带领我们的时候。
When the Lord leads us.
那么怎样使我们达到这个目的呢
？How can we reach this goal?
那么他不仅是把这目的摆在我们的前面。
Not only He present this goal before us.
希望呼召我们。
And He draw us and call us.
并且也是他自己来带着我们来达到这个目的。
He Himself will lead us to reach This goal.
我们刚才所读的几处圣经啊
，We read some Bible scriptures.
那你说到我们主耶稣，他一方面做了我们的元帅
，The Lord tell us that the Lord Jesus is our leader, captain.
这一位元帅
，This captain.
他带领许多的儿子进荣耀里面去
，He will lead all his children into glory.
第二方面，他做了我们大祭司
，In another respect, he is a high priest.
这是希伯来书里面最主要的一件事
，This is the main thing mentioned in the book of Hebrews.
还没有看见，我们主耶稣是我们元帅。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our leader.
那么什么是元帅呢
？What is a leader?
元帅就前面来率领我们的。
He's the one lead ahead of us.
什么叫大祭司呢
？What is the high priest?
大祭司就在里面来供应我们的。
High priest is the one give us all the supplies.
他不仅是来率领我们
，not only lead us，
叫我们快跑
，he want us run fast，
叫我们快走
，he want us to walk fast。
他不仅是这样来命令我们
，not only he order us to walk fast，
那么来带领我们
，lead us，
他也在里头来供应我们
，inside of us he give us all the supplies to support us，
来加给我力量
，strengthen us，
叫我靠到那个恩典，靠到他的能力
，so that through his strength，
使我们能够继续不断地向前去
，we can walk forward continually。
哦，他的供应是何等的完全
！Oh, his supply is so perfect.
我们主耶稣是我们的元帅。
Our Lord Jesus is our captain.
他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这条路我们从来都没有走过的。
Brother and sister, we have never walked this road before.
我们不知道该怎样走这条道路。
We don't know how to walk this way.
我们怎样才能达到神的目的呢？
And we don't even know how to reach the goal of God.
怎样才能够叫神的旨意能够成全在我们的身上呢？
We don't know how to fulfill God's will.
我们不晓得该怎样走这条路。
We don't know how to walk this way.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
有一位他来率领我们。
There's one leader. He will.
那么这一位呢？他不仅是来带领我们。
Not only he will lead us.
并且他是非常有经验的。
He is so experienced.
我们的主耶稣，他对这条路是很熟悉的。
Our Lord Jesus, he is familiar with us.
因为他自己也曾经走过这条道路。
Because he himself walked once.
你知道他从天上到地上来。
You know that he came from heaven to earth.
他这个从婴孩，他从婴孩开始。
He started as a baby.
慢慢在长大。
He grew.
少年、青年人。
Young people.
然后变壮年人。
Then maturity.
那么他一生一世都是走在这条道路上面。
All his life he walked in this way.
在道路一直往前去。
And he walked forward.
他不是站在神地位上来走这条路。
He did not walk in the way in the sight of God.
他虽然是
In the position of God.
他虽然是神的儿子。
Even though he was the son of God.
他是那个创造宇宙万有的真神。
He also is the creator of heaven and earth.
但是当他到地上来的时候。
But when he came to earth.
他成了一个人。
He became a man.
他就站在人的地位上面。
He stand on the place of a man.
以人的身份来走这条道路。
He walked this way as a role of man.
他说儿女既有血肉之体。
He said because all children has a flesh and blood.
他也照样。他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
And in the same way, he become flesh and blood.
你知道什么叫血肉之体吗
？What is a person with a flesh and blood？
这个血和肉啊。
Flesh and blood.
没有骨头。
No bone.
那你就知道说的意思就是很软弱。
That means something very weak.
我们是很软弱的一般人。
We are a group of people very weak.
许多难处我们胜不过。
A lot of difficulty we cannot overcome.
不仅是这样，并且走一走我们就疲乏了。
Not only that, we become weary so easily.
许多事情我们也不知道。
A lot of things we do not know.
我们实在算不得什么。
We are worthless.
人自己以为自己是很了不起的。
People think we are so great.
但是你好好思想一下下的话呀。
But if we think it carefully.
哎呀，我们这人不过像灰尘一样。
We are just like dust.
不过像青草一样。
We just like grass.
实在是太渺小了。
So little.
太软弱了。
So weak.
我们实在算不得什么。
We are really worth nothing.
许多事情我们不知道。
A lot of things we do not know.
许多事情我们不能够做。
A lot of things we cannot do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
我们是软弱的一般人。
We are weak.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
我们主耶稣到地上来。
But the Lord Jesus came
to earth. 他就成了一个软弱的人。
He became a weak man.
和我们一样。
Just like us.
我们怎样是血肉之体？
The same way as we are blood and flesh.
他也照样亲自成了一个血肉之体。
He also became a man with a blood and flesh.
成了一个婴孩。
Became a baby.
成了一个少年人。
A young man.
一个软弱的人。
A weak man.
他走在这条道路上面。
He walked in this way.
他一直往前去。
And he walked forward.
到末了时候。
At the end,
他因着受苦难达到了完全。
Because of his suffering, he accomplished.
进到荣耀里面。
Entered into glory.
得到荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And received the crown of glory and the honor.
达到了神的目的。
He has attained the glory of God.
那个神的旨意。
And reached the desire of God.
神的旨意在身上在实践出来了。
And all the desire God has accomplished in his life.
主耶稣已经达到了目的。
The Lord Jesus have already reached this goal.
已经得到了完全。
He already is perfect, perfect.
神把天上的所有一切都赐给他做了产，做了产业。
God has given him everything to him for his inheritance.
他是能承受万有的。
He inherited everything.
神把天上、地上、地底下一切权柄都给了他。
God gave him all the authority in heaven and earth.
他达到了神的目的。
Because he reached the goal of God. Brothers and sisters,
那么他现在可以安息
Then he should be able to rest. He can sit on the throne. He can call from the throne. He could say, I have reached my goal. Just come over. Run the fastest. Why you run so slow? Brothers and sisters, God is not treating us like that. Because he knows our weakness. Oh, we need him so bad. Even though he reached the goal. But one day, he will come. One day he came down from the
throne.
He came to earth again.
弟兄姊妹不仅到地上来,
not only he came to earth.
他并且在我们中间,
and he will live among us.
他并且在我们里面,
he lives in us.
虽然我们看不见他,
even though we cannot see him.
虽然我们摸不到他,
even though we cannot touch
him. 他实在是在我们里面,
but actually he is among us. He always is present
with us.
You ask, where is the Lord Jesus?
又从宝座下来了吗?
How did he come down again?
那将来再来, 那不是将来的事情吗?
Isn't he come back again in the future?
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
no, brother and sister.
所以就说, 我不撇下你们为孤儿,
he said, I will not forsake you as orphans.
我去了还要再来,
after I go, I will come back again.
到了五旬节的时候,
in the day of Pentecost.
所以是来了,
the Lord Jesus
came
back in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Lord, brother and sister, before he came in flesh, the second time he came in the Holy Spirit.
在肉身里面呢,
when he was in his body,
是受限制的,
he was limited.
空间限制他,
the time limited him,
时间也限制他,
the space limited
他在新西拉提,
him. When he was in Cincinnati,
他就不能在洛杉矶,
he could not be in Los Angeles.
他在美国,
when he was in the United States,
他又不能在台湾,
he could not be in Taiwan.
这个空间会限制他的,
so all the space limited
他从前在,
him. He was here before. Then now he cannot be. Time can limit him too. Praise the Lord. But this time he did not come in his flesh. He came in the Holy Spirit. He has above all these limits. He has been above all this. He is omniscient.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, today he is here.
不仅是在我们中间,
not only he is among us,
他也在你里面,
he is in your heart.
常常都已同在,
he is present
弟兄姊妹,
with you constantly. Why he came? He came to lead us. He lead us to walk forward.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brother and sisters, oh, how precious Lord we have. He was so experienced.
我记得我碰到我的同学呀,
when I met my classmate,
我是好多, 这个二三十多年都没有见过他,
I did not see him for 30 some years.
碰见他之后, 当然很高兴,
I was so happy to see him.
他是十几年以前的,
he's about 10 years ago.
这个, 从广州游水到澳门的,
he swim from Guangzhou to
游水,
Macau.
我看见他时候很高兴,
and I was so happy to see him.
我就问他怎么出来的呢?
I asked him, how did you come out?
他告诉我出来那些经过,
he told me the experience how he came out.
他那个时候啊,
he said at that time,
主把一个感觉放在我里面, 要我到这个澳门去,
the Lord gave me a feeling that he wanted me to go to Macau.
要我到香港去,
he wanted me to go to Hong Kong.
我怎么能够去?
How could I go?
根本不能出来的,
I couldn't get out from it.
主就给我安排环境，安排了一个青年人。
But the Lord prepared a young man for him.
这个青年人慢慢就做了我很好的朋友。
And that young man became his good friend.
慢慢他就知道我里头有这样一点故事。
And gradually he understand I had some feeling inside.
那么他说，好，他说，这个我能帮助你。
The young man said, I could help.
这条路啊，我已经走过好几次了。
I have walked this way many times.
每一次我都是游水过去的,
every time I just swim over,
然后我再游水回来,
then I swim,
哎呀,
come back.
这个人是很有经验的,
he was a very experienced swimmer.
我来先教你游泳,
he said, let me first teach you how to swim.
教他游泳,
and he taught him how to swim,
怎么用力,
how to use his strength,
怎么能够养神,
how to keep his breath,
怎么能够很持久的那个,
how to swim for a long time.
再教他游泳,
he taught him how to swim.
这个差不多了,
then finally
he
said, it's about time you can go.
两个人到了海边就下到海里面去了,
then when they reached the sea, they went into the ocean.
他说, 我们把绳子我们拴起来, 那两个人把用条绳子拴起来,
he said, let us tie to each other with a rope,
海浪啊, 把我们分开,
so the wave will not separate us.
你不要照你一次走啊,
He said, you should not swim according to your own
way. 你是完全地跟着我。
You just follow me
completely. 我怎么游，你也怎么游。
The way I swim, you just follow.
我往哪个方向去，你也往哪个方向去。
The direction I go, you just follow.
那么说这样的话呢，才不至于再有危险。
This is the way that you will be free from danger.
你若凭着你自己意思的话呀，那是很危险的。
If you want to swim according to your will, then it's dangerous.
你要紧紧的能跟着我走。
Follow me closely.
啊，所以他跟着他去游。
Then my friend just follow him.
我们弟兄告诉我说呀。
The brother told me.
他说虽然是里面在那海里面非常的危险。
He said in the sea was so dangerous.
不仅是那个海浪很大。
Not only the waves are so terrible.
也常常有那个中共的巡逻艇啊。
And a lot of the boat was says intruded.
若是给他发现的话呀，那个就是这个性命都没有了。
If they discover us, then we will be very dangerous.
有时候也遇见了鲨鱼群。
And we met a lot of shark groups.
这个鲨鱼会把这个大腿都咬下来的。
The sharks often take away the legs.
那是很可怕。
It was so terrible.
他说我里面呢是非常的安息。
He said, but strangely, I had such a great peace in my heart.
因为遇到主与我同在。
Because the presence of the Lord.
另外一方面呢，因为有这样一位这个青年人做了作为带领的人。
And the other side, I trust him completely.
他怎么游，我也怎么游。
The way he swam, I did that also.
他怎么动，我也怎么动。
The way he moved, I followed.
他往哪方面走？我也往哪方面走。
And I followed the direction he led.
他开始躺的时候，他也在躺在水里面。
When he lay on the water, I just did the
same. 一直一在一步一步在跟随他。
I follow him step by step.
亲爱的兄弟姊妹，就是这样，他要到了，他达到他的目的地。
Brothers and sisters, that's the way he reached his.
虽然经过多少的危险和艰难。
Even though they have encountered a lot of difficulties.
比如说，海浪把他们分开了。
Sometimes the waves seem to separate them.
绳子把他拉回来。
But the rope will tie them up.
他就一直跟着他。
So he followed him every step.
目的地达到了。
Then they reached the goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们主耶稣也是这样。
Brother and sister, our Lord Jesus is like that.
他是何等的爱我们。
Oh, he loves us so much.
他不愿意让孤孤单单走一条道路。
He is not willing for us to walk.
他到地上来。
Ourselves. He came to
this world. 做元
帅。To be our captain.
他亲自来率领我们。
He himself will lead us.
要把带到荣耀里面去。
He will lead us into glory.
他是非常有经验的。
He's so experienced.
他自己曾经走过了这条道路。
He himself once walked this way.
经过多少的艰难。
He experienced a lot of difficulty.
各危险。
And the danger.
已经达到了目的。
He already reached the goal.
现在他来率领我们。
Now he's coming to lead us.
弟兄姊妹，
我
要竭力信靠他。
We have to trust him.
对，完全的跟随他。
We have to follow him completely.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
他的生命把我连接在一起了。
And he.Has united us together.
世界的大浪风浪啊
，even though the wave of this world comes,
有时候好像把我们和主耶稣分开了
，seem to separate us from the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord.
外面分开了。
We have separated the superficially, but inside we are united together.
所以有时候我们为了弟兄姊妹。你软弱，我们很担心呐。
Sometimes we are anxious for the weakness of our brothers and sisters.
哎呀，糟糕，这个弟兄跌倒了。
And we say, oh, it's too bad. He's falling.
姊妹失败了。
Oh, he's falling.
怎么办？怎么办？
What can we do?
我们在正在担心的时候了。
As we are worrying.
忽然他又爬起来了。
Then he stand up again.
又来聚会了。
And he come back to meeting.
又来唱诗祷告起来。
And sing praises to God.
哦，亲爱的兄弟姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
什么东西把他带回来？
What has power has brought him back?
里面那个生命
because the life in him has brought us.
把我和就是连接在一起了
Because our life is united.
无论是环境怎样艰难
Sometimes the circumstances is difficult.
无论是试探怎样的浩大
No matter how great the temptation is.
没有办法将我和主的爱分开
Cannot separate us with the love of God.
这生命把我和主耶稣紧紧连接在一起
Because the life has united us together with the Lord Jesus.
就是暂时分开了
Sometimes temporarily we seem to
separate.
But the Lord will lead us back
again.
We will follow him all the way. So that we can work forward.
He
is for him and by him, everything is existed. All the circumstances is in his hand. Everything is ruled by him.
我们刚刚弟兄选一首诗歌，我不知道明天将如何。
Our leader chose a song. I know who holds tomorrow.
但是我知道一件事。
But I know one thing.
是主耶稣在掌管环境。
The Lord Jesus is controlling all the circumstances.
掌管一切的事物。
He rules everything.
连我也在他的手里。
Including myself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他借着各种的环境。
He used all kind of circumstances.
在我们身上效力。
is to work together for good,
来带领我们,
to lead us,
来服侍我们,
来, to, serve us.
当我们遭遇这个难处,
when we have experienced
我们遭遇那个难处,
and different difficulties,
许多的环境我们不明白,
a lot of things we do not seem to understand,
我们不懂得,
a lot of things we do not
understand. 亲爱的兄弟们, 但是当我回头来看的时候,
when we look back,
哎呀，实在太奇妙了
Oh, it is so marvelous.
每一个环境都这么说最需要的
Every circumstance is exactly what
若不是那个难处的话
If it's not that difficulty happened to us
很可能我们早就落下去了
Maybe we fall
若不是另外那个环境的话
If it's not some other circumstance
也不晓得我们今天落在什么地方去了
Maybe today we already fall
所以我跟 我们弟兄姊妹谈到我怎样从台湾到从大陆从上海到了台湾
I told my brother and sister, how did I come from Shanghai to Taiwan?
我一点都没有晓得，我一点都不知道。
I didn't know it.
亲爱的兄弟们
brother and sister,
其实这种逐渐的环境，一步一步这样带领，把我带到台湾去。
The Lord used all kind of circumstances led me from Shanghai to Taiwan.
常常为着这件事情感谢主。
I often thank the Lord for that.
我常说主啊。
I said, Lord.
若是你没有把我带到台湾的话
，If you did not lead me to Taiwan,
我不可能侍奉你。
Not only I could not serve you,
恐怕我连站住都站不住了。
Maybe I could not even stand for you.
许多比我刚强的弟兄姊妹
，A lot of stronger brothers and sisters.
许多比我热心弟兄姊妹
，A lot of brothers and sisters. They are more zealous than me.
在那样艰难的环境里面
，In the difficult situation in China,
they fell. 也倒不下去了。
They a lot of them collapsed. Some left the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
按照我的光景来说。
According to my own condition, I could not even come close to that situation. But praise the Lord. The Lord knows my weakness. He knows my situation. He arranged this circumstance. Use that man. Use another man. So let me from Shanghai to Taiwan. Lead me from Taiwan to the United States. When I look back, all the circumstances is so necessary. All difficulty is indispensable. Just like today, we look at the mirror, we still cannot see everything. But one day when we stand before the throne,
Enter
the glory.
我们再回头来看
Then we look back.
哦，这是要匍匐在面前敬拜他
Then we cannot but to prostrate before God and worship Him.
哦，你智慧是何等的伟大
Lord, you are so wise.
既然得各种各样的环境
You use all kinds of circumstances
带领我
to lead me.
扶持我
to serve me.
我今天能够到这个地步
So today I can become what I am.
不是我自己
It's not by my own strength.
都是你做的
But it's All your work, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is for whom and by whom.
Yes, 他是万物所本的
And he created everything.
所有一切都在他手里面
Everything is in his hand.
还有万事互相效力
He make everything work together for good.
让我们得到益处
So that we will be helped.
我们的主他因着苦难得到完全
Because our Lord reach the perfection because of suffering. He experienced a lot of difficulties. Then he reached the goal. So he knows how to lead us. He knows how to teach us. I do not know how to tell you because the time
is up.这个第二堂的时候再讲。
I have to save this for the second session.
那我们暂时我们就停在这里。
Then we just pause it here.
我们想到主耶稣是我们的元帅。
We thank our Lord Jesus as our leader.
他来带领我们。
And he come to lead us.
我们只讲了一半。
We only have covered half of it.
下面我们再接着讲。
We will continue later.
好。